Chapter 9. And he said to them, Verily I say to you, that there are certain of those standing here, who may not taste of death till they see the reign of God having come in power. And after 6 days doth Jesus take Peter, and James, and John, and bringeth them up to a high mount by themselves, alone, and he was transfigured before them. And his garments became glittering, white exceedingly, as snow, so as a fuller upon the earth is not able to whiten them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answering saith to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good to us to be here, and we may make 3 booths, for thee one, and for Moses one, and for Elijah one. For he was not knowing what he might say, for they were greatly afraid. And there came a cloud overshadowing them, and there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my Son, the Beloved, hear ye him. And suddenly, having looked around, they saw no one any more, but Jesus only with themselves. And as they are coming down from the mount, he charged them that they may declare to no one the things that they saw, except when the Son of Man may rise out of the dead. And the thing they kept to themselves, questioning together what the rising out of the dead is. And they were questioning him, saying, That the scribes say that Elijah it behoveth to come first. And he answering said to them, Elijah indeed, having come first, doth restore all things, and how hath it been written concerning the Son of Man, that many things he may suffer, and be set at naught? But I say to you, that also Elijah hath come, and they did to him what they willed, as it hath been written of him. And having come unto the disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and scribes questioning with them. And immediately, all the multitude having seen him, were amazed, and running near, were saluting him. And he questioned the scribes, What dispute ye with them? And one out of the multitude answering said, Teacher, I brought my son unto thee, having a dumb spirit. And wherever it doth seize him, it doth tear him, and he foameth, and gnasheth his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to my disciples that they may cast it out, and they were not able. And he answering him, said, O generation unbelieving, till when shall I be with you? Till when shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and he having seen him, immediately the spirit tear him, and he, having fallen upon the earth, was wallowing, foaming. And he questioned his father, How long time is it since this came to him? And he said, From childhood. And many times also it cast him into fire, and into water, that it might destroy him. But if thou art able to do anything, help us, having compassion on us. And Jesus said to him, If thou art able to believe, all things are possible to the one that is believing. And immediately the father of the child, having cried out, with tears said, I believe, sir, be helping mine unbelief. Jesus having seen that a multitude doth run together, rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, Spirit, dumb and deaf, I charge thee, come forth out of him, and no more thou mayest enter into him. And having cried, and rent him much, it came forth, and he became as dead, so that many said that he was dead. But Jesus, having taken him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And he having come into the house, his disciples were questioning him by himself, Why were we not able to cast it forth? And he said to them, This kind is able to come forth with nothing except with prayer and fasting. And having gone forth thence, they were passing through Galilee, and he did not wish that any may know. For he was teaching his disciples, and he said to them, The Son of Man is being delivered to the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and having been killed the third day he shall rise. But they were not understanding the saying, and they were afraid to question him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he was questioning them, What were ye reasoning in the way among yourselves? And they were silent, for with one another they did reason in the way, Who is greater? And having sat down he called the 12, and he saith to them, If any doth will to be first, he shall be last of all, and minister of all. And having taken a child, He set him in the midst of them, and having taken him in his arms, said to them, Whoever may receive one of such children in my name, doth receive me, and whoever may receive me, doth not receive me, but him who sent me. And John did answer him, saying, Teacher, we saw a certain one in thy name casting out demons, who doth not follow us, and we forbade him, because he doth not follow us. And Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no one who shall do a mighty work in my name, and shall be able readily to speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is for us. For whoever may give you to drink a cup of water in my name, because ye are Christ's, verily I say to you, he may not lose his reward. And whoever may cause to stumble one of the little ones believing in me, better is it for him, if a millstone is hanged about his neck, and he hath been cast into the sea. And if thy hand may cause thee to stumble, cut it off. It is better for thee maimed to enter into the life, than having the two hands, to go away to the Gehenna, to the fire, the unquenchable. Where their worm is not dying, and the fire is not being quenched. And if thy foot may cause thee to stumble, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into the life lame, than having the two feet to be cast to the Gehenna, to the fire, the unquenchable. Where their worm is not dying, and the fire is not being quenched. And if thine eye may cause thee to stumble, cast it out. It is better for thee one-eyed to enter into the reign of God, than having two eyes, to be cast to the Gehenna of the fire. Where their worm is not dying, and the fire is not being quenched. For every one with fire shall be salted, and every sacrifice with salt shall be salted. The salt is good, but if the salt may become saltless, in what will ye season it? Have in yourselves salt, and have peace in one another.